Over 7,000 women in Germany have been raped or sexually assaulted by asylum-seeking migrants since 2015, report. By Kurt Zindelka on December 30, 2023. Since opening the gates to unfettered mass migration in 2015, at least 7,000 women have been raped or sexually assaulted in Germany by alleged asylum-seeking illegal migrants, an analysis of government figures has found. A report from the Swiss-German paper of record, Neue Zürcher Zeitung, claimed that statistics from the Federal Criminal Police Office, BKA, show that more than 1,000 women, mostly Germans, have been sexually assaulted by migrants seeking refuge every year since 2017. Extrapolating from this figure, the paper calculated that therefore at least 7,000 women have been raped or sexually assaulted by asylum seekers since former German Chancellor Angela Merkel ushered in the European migrant crisis in 2015 by unilaterally opening the gates of Europe to massive waves of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. Last year, NZZ reported, asylum-seeking migrants were vastly overrepresented in reported cases of rape and sexual assault. Out of the estimated 10,000 suspects, 6,366 were German while 3,679 were foreigners. Of those, 1,115 were asylum-seeking migrants, meaning that while they represented just 2.5% of the population, they were responsible for over 11% of the sex assaults and rapes. This confirms long-standing trends, with migration researcher Ruud Koopmans finding that asylum seekers were 5 times more likely to be involved in cases of rape and that they were 3.3 times more likely to perpetrate sex crimes as a whole, including sexual harassment and sexual abuse. While the fact that around 70% of all asylum-seeking migrants in Germany are young males likely plays a role in their overrepresentation in sex assault figures, however, Koopmans noted that certain regions are overrepresented within this group, including Syrians, Afghanis, and Pakistanis, all of whom come from societies in which women are not afforded the same rights as in Western nations. The deputy chairman of the German Federal Police Union, Manuel Ostermann, said that the migrants committing sexual assault and rape, mostly against German women, are often already known to the police and sometimes have already been convicted of a crime but remain in the country due to lax deportation standards. Anyone who commits crimes against sexual self-determination must not have the right to remain in Germany, he told NZZ. We are experiencing a collective loss of freedom in Germany, especially for women, Ostermann continued, noting that it is not uncommon for women to avoid public places or festivities because the objective and subjective risk of becoming victims of a violent act is constantly increasing. Responding to the report, the co-leader of the right-wing populist Alternative for Germany party, Alice Weidel, said that it was the frightening result of the irresponsible policy of open borders since 2015. The co-leader of the AfD, which has surged to second place in most polls on the back of growing anger about migration policy, added that the focus of the government should not be on tolerance towards foreign criminals, but on protecting our own citizens. The leftist Minister of the Interior, Social Democrat Nancy Fraser, who is charged with protecting the nation's borders, refused to be drawn on the issue of mass migration, merely stating, "These acts are abhorrent. This applies regardless of the nationality of the suspects." The issue of sexual violence from migrants has been long-standing in Germany. A string of sex attacks by mostly North African and Middle Eastern migrant men on New Year's Eve in 2015, which was brought to international attention by reporting from Breitbart London, saw over 1,000 women in Cologne sexually assaulted or raped. The vast majority of the perpetrators never faced justice, with merely 6 men being convicted of sex crimes in connection to the string of attacks. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.